Sunday to Monday last week. What a dramatic shift in the weather. Autumn suddenly is beginning to take hold. The days are shortening, the first leaves being blown down by those storms. And I'm thinking about spring. In part, that's because I'm giving a talk. But also, around this time of year, I go out into the garden and I gather the brown seed heads of spent flowers, things like cornflowers, and I gently break them open with my fingers. There's a miracle there, individual seeds that once sown will break open and grow once winter is past. Though in the months to come, trees will shrink back into their winter shelter, slowly shedding their leaves. On their branches, buds for another springtime have already begun to form. What that suggests to me is that though spring in the year's cycle is a season that comes and passes, the impulse towards growth and renewal is present within every season, even in autumn fall and winter waiting. You can see this movement. The 12th century Benedictine abbess, Hildegard of Bingen, expressed this creative and regenerative movement as viriditas, greening. What we see outwardly in the season of spring reveals the ever-creative spirit of God awakening life within ourselves. The word spring is rich within our language. A spring is water drawing upwards through rocks, bubbling to the surface, creating streams that shape the very landscape. In Psalm 84, as pilgrims walk through the dry valley of Baca on their way to Jerusalem, it becomes a place of springs. As days lengthen and the sun rises higher in the sky, buds break from bare branches. Green shoots press through the earth. In the DNA of all living things is the impulse to become. God's spirit within our spirit is always pressing through, drawing us into larger life, desiring to reveal our true self and then to express this self. The water bubbles up through the rocks and flows out, finding its place of passage and shapes the land. A seed opens, a shoot emerges, the first leaves unfurl. Where is all this growth going? What will it become? This is what I experience, not only in myself, but when I'm accompanying others. The Holy Spirit, not as outsider, but as insider, there in our spirit, stirring us into being. If you like, a power of greening. A love that desires us to be and invites our cooperation in this awakening. Listen to these words from the Song of Songs. My beloved speaks and says to me, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. For now the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines are in blossom, they give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O, my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the covert of the cliff, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. What is your real face? What is your true voice? I'm not sure it's something we can work out. Instead, in going deeper into God, in desiring to listen and to respond to God's invitation through noticing and trusting the stirrings in our own spirit, our mystery unfolds. There's no need to hide, to put on a face that isn't your own, or to speak only the words others expect to hear. Tightly held buds break into greenness. Shoots emerge from their winter imprisonment and spread out their new leaves. Perhaps in these movements, we can begin to recognize the movement of the Holy Spirit in our spirit and distinguish this from other, often more familiar impulses. We are being drawn out of whatever keeps our life in narrow bounds, held down by fears, constricted by the harms of past experience or the judgments that suggested we were ugly and had nothing of worth to say or do. We are being drawn into the vulnerability of trust in ourselves, in God, and in our worth that enables us to begin to be free, to be generous. All this might require the courage that another way we speak of spring suggests. A spring is a leap. Imagine you are crossing a river, moving from one stepping stone to another. And as you reach midstream, you see that the gap to the next stone is a larger one. It's the sort of thing that seems to happen. You could turn back, of course, but then you would never reach the other side of the river. So, summoning up a daring you might not wholly feel, you leap across the water to the next stone. The season of spring has moments like this. On a single day, a flower dares to open. A leaf spreads out in search of the sun. There are days of dull skies and cold winds, when the action seems anything but wise. But then I look again at those words from Psalm 84. It is when the pilgrims set out for Jerusalem, crossing the dry valley of Baca, that the springs emerge. God invites, your spirit stirs, and then taking that leap of trust. I'm reminded of the opening of The Canterbury Tales by Chaucer. This is a modern English translation. When fair April with his showers sweet has pierced the drought of March to the root's feet and bathed each vein in liquid of such power its strength creates the newly springing flower. When the west wind, too, with his sweet breath has breathed new life in every copse and heath, into each tender shoot, and the young sun from Aries moves to Taurus on his run. And those small birds begin their melody, the ones who sleep all night with open eye. Then nature stirs them up to such a pitch that folk all long to go on pilgrimage, and wandering travellers tread new shores, strange strands, seek out far shrines, renowned in many lands. The season of spring stirs us out of stagnation. There's too much movement going on to stay still. We're invited on a journey. We're reminded of the more of who we are and who we can be in God. Despite our fears, we dare to step out afresh as pilgrims do. These have been hard times. I suspect many of us carry a tiredness born from so much necessary adjusting, disturbed again out of our rest by uncertainty. And somewhere along the line, it might be that our get up and go got up and went. Where to find it again? There is another way we speak of spring, or rather a spring, a coil of metal that pressed down rebounds. The early months of 2021 were long and hard ones. Lockdowns, daily updates on COVID deaths. And to make it worse, the wind blew from the north and the east, driving in the cold and the cloud. If we didn't know it before, we experienced how spring comes when it comes, not on a date of our choosing. Yet it comes. The bud wakes. The leaf unfurls. The birds build nests. The grey is greened afresh. God does not cease to labour on our behalf. The creativity of love does not go away. Once more, you and I will sense the stirring of God's Spirit in our own spirit. Spring is a season of the year, and it is life itself, ever present, loving us into being.